And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Under pressure in the south of Ukraine, Russia fired missiles and drones into Ukrainian-held Mykolaiv on Sunday, destroying an apartment block in the shipbuilding city near the front, and said the war was trending towards, quote, uncontrolled escalation. Mykolaiv lies roughly 35 kilometers northwest of the front line to occupied Kherson, the southern region where Russia has ordered 60,000 people to flee a Ukrainian counteroffensive. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu, who some Russian nationalists have blamed for Moscow's setback since the February 24th invasion, discussed the, quote, rapidly deteriorating situation in calls with French, British, and Turkish counterparts, the ministry said. Without providing evidence, Shoigu said Ukraine could escalate by using a quote-unquote dirty bomb, conventional explosives laced with radioactive material. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba rejected the allegation. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will not run to lead the Conservative Party, ending intense speculation about a comeback. Johnson, who was ousted in July amid ethics scandals, was widely expected to run to replace Liz Truss, who quit last week. But he was far behind former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak in support. His withdrawal leaves Sunak the strong favorite to be Britain's next prime minister. He could win the contest as soon as Monday. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency says that South Sudanese flood victims are in desperate need of international support. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
South Sudan is dealing with historic flooding. The UN Refugee Agency says 4 years of record rains have flooded two-thirds of the country. It warns the climate emergency displacing increasing numbers of people and making life harder for those already uprooted by the catastrophic rains. UNHCR spokesman Boris Cheshirkov told reporters Friday that worse is to come as the climate crisis accelerates.
Over 900,000 people have been directly impacted. Waters have swept away homes and livestock, forced thousands to flee, and inundated large swathes of farmland, worsening an already dire food emergency. Boreholes and latrines have been submerged, contaminating water sources and risking the outbreak of disease.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says flooding has inundated 9 of the country's 10 states. While the flooding is blocking aid delivery to those most in need, he said aid workers also are having a tough time reaching ethnic conflict areas. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Brazil politician has attacked federal police officers seeking to arrest him in his home, prompting an hours-long siege that caused alarm and a scramble for a response at the highest level of government. Roberto Jefferson, a former lawmaker and ally of President Jair Bolsonaro, fired a rifle at police and threw a grenade, wounding two officers in Rio de Janeiro State. He said in a video message that he refused to surrender, though by early evening he was in custody. The events were stunning even for Brazilians, who have grown accustomed to far-right politicians thumbing their noses at Supreme Court justices. Recapping our top story, under pressure in the south of Ukraine, Russia fired missiles and drones into Ukrainian-held Mykolaiv on Sunday, destroying an apartment block in the shipbuilding city near the front, and said the war was trending towards, quote, uncontrolled escalation. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu, without providing evidence, said Ukraine could escalate by using a, quote-unquote, dirty bomb, conventional explosives laced with radioactive material. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba rejected the allegation. Find more on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.